Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a spiral never ending, are we drawn toward the source? Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the empty.
It's Dan Fogelberg. We respect the late, great Dan Fogelberg, one of my favorites. That song is The Nexus from the Innocent Age album. That's the first song on the Innocent Age album. It's a double album, and it's absolutely one of my favorites of all time. I encourage you to still get it. Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Leo Haviland is our guest. Put a .com on the end of his name. You'll find all of his great writings. He's an outstanding economic and financial analyst. Check out his book, Words on the Street. Leo, thanks again for being here. Let's talk about the U.S. economy. You know, Leo, for the I know I sound like a broken record here, but I'm just reporting the news. For the fourth year in a row, for the fourth first quarter in a row, the economy was moribund. 2 years it was negative in the first quarter. Last year it was barely below 1%. This year, the first quarter was around 0.6% growth. And in all four quarters, the stock market went to record levels. Leo, please, I keep asking this question. What's wrong with this picture? This can't be a healthy capitalist system when we have those kind of numbers. What do you think?
You've often raised the excellent point, Jim, of the disconnect between Main Street and Wall Street in various contexts. This stock market strength derives most recently from the, of course, Trump bounce, optimism on a tax cut or tax reform, depending on your viewpoint, and infrastructure spending. Also, it has been assisted for some time by a willingness to say that high earnings will persist. And working underneath all this has been substantial share buyback programs.
Yep.
And with that, I think there's a bit of Wall Street salesmanship, which does its best to find ways to justify itself for retail, in particular, buying equities.
Yep.
So that can cause this disconnect that you're mentioning between what's going on with sluggish growth in the real world and the U.S. stock market.
Well, I something's got to happen to cause Wall Street, and when I say Wall Street, I mean corporate America, to come back to Main Street. They're not making their money. They're not growing the economy by investing in the economy. Do you think, I was telling somebody yesterday, somebody asked me when was that going to happen. I said the only thing I can think of that would cause that to happen would be tax reform. What do you think? Including repatriating money from overseas. You think that'll load up the coffers so much that they'll have to spend money on Main Street?
It will have some effect, Jim. However, another point to underline is arguably when one looks across the American vista and indeed the international vista, there's an awful lot of very large companies there in an oligopolistic situation. In other words, there's not enough competition in many sectors. Too many, let's say, banks, energy companies, other firms have merged. There's an argument to be made, and I'm not an antitrust expert, that you might increase investment and so forth if you broke up a lot of these semi-cartel situations, not
yeah.
just in the U.S., but overseas.
Well, I'll tell you something. I don't think it was good to let the airlines consolidate like they've done. I know
yes,
the customers
sir.
been hurt by this, and that, yep. that may not have improved the economy. But you got to believe a lot of people got laid off because of that, and because of the consolidation of the airline industry. But the thing is, Leo, what's unfair about all this? This is the unfair part of capitalism. I'm not saying that the marketplace is ever fair. It doesn't care whether you exist or not. But what is unfair, it seems to me, is that Wall Street can rise on optimism. Small business can't eat optimism, Leo. We tried it. It's empty calories. It doesn't work.
We all need the breakfast of champions, then.
Yeah. We need something. We our matter comes from customers. When customers spend money. And until Wall Street, until corporate America puts people back to work and invest in back in the American economy, we're not going to have as many customers out here on Main Street.
Last thoughts,
10 seconds. What's the economy going to do this year?
I think it's going to go sideways.
Sideways?
For a while longer. And then we're going to see what happens when this tax reform doesn't happen.
Yeah, that's a good point. Leo Haviland, ladies and gentlemen, put a .com at the end of his name, and you'll find some pretty good stuff. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessing here. See you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.